Coffee with Cudmore.
Light 104.7 and 1570 AM. WVTL.
8:35. We welcome Montgomery County Sheriff Mike Amato to the program. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, Bob. And good morning, everybody.
We have an election today. Once again, sheriff's deputies are at the polls. I mean, it's the job of the sheriff's office, what, to collect the results and take them someplace?
Yes, it's one of the jobs we do, Bob. And tonight I'll have six deputies going out to the various polling sites to collect the information that has to be brought back. And it used to be just paper ballots and stuff like that in a bag. And now we have computer chips and stuff that are put into these sealed bags that we have to sign evidence sheets for, or, you know, not evidence, but log sheets to say who had possession of the stuff now. So it's really changed compared to what it used to be.
And we have this new voting system, which has been used before, but this is really, I would guess, probably a bigger test than the primary election.
Yes, it is. You'll see a lot more people out for this election, and it's going to be very interesting tonight.
Yeah. And the
see how things go.
And the ballot's more complex. I mean, there's just more races on it and so on and so forth. So it'll be interesting to see how people fare. I noticed that the papers, the Gazette anyways, printed the number to call for your local Board of Election in various counties if you encounter difficulties. Have you heard anything from the polls? Any difficulties that the sheriff's office been apprised of?
No, nothing yet, Bob. The only thing that's come up, it's not really anything to do with the machines, but we already got an order to secure the ballots in the race for the Attorney General.
Really?
Yep, we got an order that we have to secure the ballots when we bring them. What that means is when we bring them back to the Board of Elections at night after the polls close, we lock them up in a room at the Board of Elections and we take the key.
And that would be because it's expected to be a close race, or one side is asking?
Yes, I believe that's probably the usual reason that they feel it's going to be close, and they want to make sure that nobody tampers with the ballots. So we lock them up at night, bring the key back here to the sheriff's office, and secure the key, and then in the morning, when the Board of Elections opens up, we bring the key down, and when there's a Democrat and a Republican present, then we open the room up, and so they can get the ballots out. And they'll go like that until they're all counted.
Okay.
And everything is squared away. So it could be a week, it could be 2 weeks that we'll be doing that.
Really? Yeah. Now, it's interesting. I mean, I suppose on one hand you might think, well, gee, why don't they do that for every race? But I suppose, does it tie up the deputies doing that?
Well, not really, because, you know, in the morning we go down there with the key and we open the door and let them, you know, do what they got to do. And then at nighttime when they're done, we have to make sure there's a Democrat and a Republican commissioner present, and then we lock, you know, make sure all the ballots are back in the room, and we lock the door. And then we bring the key back up here. So it's just a, you know, it's just everyday thing that we have to do for, it might tie up a deputy for maybe a half hour. So, it's just something we have to do.
Yep.
And to make sure that they're secure.
I did want to ask if you had any report or on the investigation of the death of Luis Torres that is come out? Or?
No, there's nothing else that I can release at this time, Bob. But I think I told you the commission was here, and I would imagine within a month or so we should hear from the commission and what they have to say about our actions that day.
We just had two calls, one critical of the county supervisors, and then a call from Supervisor John Thayer about what they're doing this year, this budget season. The criticism had to do with whether they get mileage or not, which he said they didn't. Mr. Thayer said that, but the caller was objecting to the salary they get paid, and also the saying that, well, they may be collecting more money than we think because of the rise in gasoline prices. I know that the county budget is of great concern to you.
Yes, it is. That's because, and my reason behind that, Bob, is because I have a county here that I have to worry about. We have to worry about the safety of the people in the county, and we've, you know, slowly but surely been depleting the resources of the sheriff's office over the last few years, and it's getting to the point now where any more cuts, I'm going to have to be adjusting my patrols and shifting people around to try to keep some kind of coverage out there. And in fact, they had a meeting last night to try to organize and see which direction they're going to go into. To try to settle, the budget. And at that meeting, I got an email this morning that the 16th I was supposed to go, no, the 15th, I'm sorry, the 15th I was supposed to go for my meeting with the board, concerning my budget again, mm-hmm. and now that's been canceled. So, you know, it's getting very close, you know, to the time when they have to vote on a budget by law, and my concern is that we might cut things and not realize what we're doing. You know, it happened in the past,
mm-hmm.
and then it's, you know, you scramble through the year trying to save money to pay for things that were cut out by mistake. And it's not a good way to run a business.
Mm. So they've canceled your budget session.
Yes, and I got an email that for the 15th it's been canceled, and that they would contact us to let us know when, you know, like when the sheriff's office will be, or the DPW, whoever is going to have their session. And that runs into other issues. You know, I have a personal life too that I try to schedule too throughout the month. So, you know, myself and the undersheriff are going to try to make whatever meetings are required of us to make. And, you know, it's very important. We have to put certain things aside to get this done in our personal life to make sure it gets done. So it does become a bit of a problem. Mm-hmm. And we have Thanksgiving coming up at the end of the month. So that's another few days that possibly there won't be any meetings. You know, it's just it's very frustrating as a department head. In fact, yesterday I sat here and I went through my budget again, and I typed up a list of things that I need to make sure that the board knows has to be changed, either added or deleted from the budget, so that it's a proper budget for next year.
Mm.
You know, and it seems like I did this month ago. Here I'm doing it again.
Yeah, there you go.
But,
all right. Well, good luck with that. Anything else happening in the county, Sheriff?
No, not right now, Bob. Just getting ready for tonight to do our duty tonight with the Board of Election. Hopefully everything can go smooth and we can get some results back a little bit quicker this time.
Okay. Well, we'll talk with you next week.
All right. You take care. Have a great week.
You too.